You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
Well, good morning, my friends. Before we get into talking about songwriting process, I'm going to play you a song, a new one that's not even finished, but one that follows the momentum from last week, the interview with Michelle Spencer, where she gave us all a challenge to explore the topic of rest. And more so, you know, ideas or songs that really revel in the glory of the different kinds of ways that you can rest. Sleep is great, but there are other ways that we do that, and maybe not super conventional things that we always think of. So I wanted to share one I've recently just been tinkering with that has to do with the way I love going down to the lake and taking a mask and snorkel and just floating around. And really one of the best things for me is just to practice holding my breath and sitting at the bottom and just watching all the cool stuff go on, whether there's little fish or big fish that are swimming by. And just the movement underwater is just really peaceful and subtle to watch. So that's what this little number describes. So here you go. 2, 3, 4.
Here I am at the bottom of the lake. I can feel it, and I can feel it seeping in. Now my worries start to fade. Another day.
There you go. One moment here. I'm just going to switch my microphone around. Okay. So, hope you enjoyed that. That one I'm finding just is great to be able to have now, because it just, anytime I need to have a rest and just recharge in a very quick way, just to kind of ease my mind, I feel like I've got that song I can go to now. It's amazing to be able to go down to the lake and jump in, but don't always have that option. And the winter gets kind of cold. So it's nice to be reminded in the summertime that it is a peaceful, enjoyable, lovely place to be. And I actually have to share a hilarious comment from the iced teacup challenge back in August, when I shared the initial building of this song. One of our community members there, Callie, said something hilarious in terms of, she's like, it sounds kind of dark. Like, maybe this is like, you know, the character of the story got thrown in there, and this is like a cement shoes, like mafia situation. I was like, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about it like that. But, you know, there you go. Interpretation is open in all sorts of ways. But what I wanted to chat about using this song and to open this up, today's going to be more of a question reflection kind of day. I started up a one song challenge this week on Monday, and it's the first one I have run in a long time, probably at least a year and a half, maybe even 2 years. But the whole nature of that workshop is having a new song prompt every week and coming back to share that with the group. But one of the really fun features about this group or this kind of workshop is I always ask what everybody coming in is wanting to learn, or, you know, what would be very or most useful to them right now in terms of their songwriting. And also the idea of like, well, what song would you love to walk away with? And so all the different suggestions or thoughts that come in end up greatly affecting the kinds of challenges that I give the group. And so one of the awesome participants just wanted to learn more about process and wanted to understand more about how do people write songs. And I thought that was kind of a nice way to follow up what we've been talking about over the last month. So, you know, like what makes a song you love, and just to step back and then look into like, well, how do we write songs we love, or how do we write in general? So I can give you just with this song a bit of an example of a process that happened for me. And this is a bit different, I will say for sure. But I started off doing a series. Some of you may remember that guitar that you heard just now. That's Sunny, my resonator guitar. And I've had Sunny now for just over a year. He just had his first birthday. And what I did last year, it kind of evolved through sharing, is the first day I had Sunny, I did a little instrumental guitar bit, and I took a video of it, and I posted it online, and I just asked a question and said, well, what does this make you think of? And one of my good pals, Johnny Walker, commented, and he said, it sounds like sunrise over the lake. And I loved that idea. And it gave me an idea. It just kind of gave me some momentum to be like, oh, whoa, you know, like, what if I actually went down to the lake and played that little riff, and or just went and played something at the lake? And so I did. And I made that a regular Sunday thing. Sunday mornings, I used to call it the Sunday, well, the Sunday sessions with Sunny. And yeah, that first one, I went down to the lake and I played a bit of a different tune, but it was inspired completely by the environment. So whatever I came up with and took a video of, I wouldn't really question it. I would just noodle around for, you know, 10, 15 seconds and then just boom, hit record. And that's what I would post every Sunday. And the next week, I would go to a different location and just really allow that space to trigger whatever I was going to play. So I went all over the place. I went from Baseball Diamonds to like literally underwater. I actually did an underwater one where Dave the Fish was a part of it. If you want to see that, you can go back on my Michael Averill Music Instagram. There's a Dave the Fish. There's a whole series of them. That's kind of all I was posting for a while. There was one that had all these like antique bottles and unique things in the background, so on and so forth. But every single place I played, that became my process on Sundays, was to just put myself into an environment or a location, let that really inform how I felt in that very moment. And then I would play this little instrumental thing for like 30 or 40 seconds. It wasn't very long, but that's it. And so this little riff that I just played for you with this song was one of those Sunday morning sessions with Sunny riffs. And I was just laying back in like a really comfy recliner chair and was just noodling with that song. And I loved it so much, and it has just stayed an instrumental for over a year. And most of the time I've learned that in my process, that's if I start with the music first, instrumentally, they kind of sit for a while, like a really long while. So to have one a year later find some words is actually kind of fast for me for doing it that way. Other songs that I've had instrumentally, I was telling the group, I think I can count on one hand the number of songs in the last 20 years of writing songs that I have completed that started with like a instrumental or guitar chord progression first, which is bonkers to think about, but it's true. Like one of the other ones, I had a song on my album called I'd Rather Walk. The song was You Don't Know Me. And that was a little instrumental thing for a long time that I actually tried to kind of give to other people in a co-write. And I brought, hoping it would get used because I didn't know what to do with it. And we used it to get a song going and we started a song, but the song ended up evolving in an entirely different way and didn't use that thing at all. So I was thwarted. But anyway, many years after that, I wrote this song called You Don't Know Me. And that finally got fulfilled. But that was like a five-year process, I think, for that song to find a home. Maybe even longer than that. But I know I had another one that was 8 years long. So it's weird. But that's just something I've noticed about myself over time. I've met and collaborated and worked with lots of songwriters who do that. That is definitely the way that they start. They just tinker around and then try to find and hum a melody. So it would be strumming along and just being like, da 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 da, whatever they're doing, and may not have a clue about what they're going to sing about that day. They just start sounding out a melody that feels good to the actual strumming or anything that's going on. And I actually find that quite fascinating how that happens, because you're just really surrendering to whatever is coming up. And then if you start humming along, and actually I'll just give a demonstration. Grab this guitar. All right, so I got a guitar beside me here. There we go. All right, so it's probably going to be a little quiet in this microphone, but you'll hear it nonetheless. But say if I was just, I'm just going to play some random chord here. And if I was just going back and forth with that, if I was just riffing and trying to make up some kind of melody that could go with this, I could go like, do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Right? So I don't know what I'm singing about, but just now having that melody in the background, I might just try saying whatever gibberish words. I'm just looking around the room for stuff right now, just to make a point. But here we go. Say if like, the chicken is laying on the table. It's sitting next to the headphones. My water bottle looks like it's so empty and needs refilling. I don't know, this is ridiculous, but it's fun. And at least it gets syllable words and like spacing kind of filled out. And this is a good thing, you know, if you're kind of looking through trying to find a new process, if you're going to try this, like really don't worry if they're not perfect right off the gates. Like there's so much judgment a lot of time about whether or not, you know, something's silly. And if it feel oftentimes when people feel something is silly, they just don't write it down or they don't even try it. And they just get stuck because they're kind of withholding that. But sometimes the whole point of just riffing out something, it's like Yeah, I'm probably not going to use the rubber chickens on the table. Maybe I would. I don't know. But I love the syllable, the rubber, the da-da, the two. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's kind of cool. So it becomes kind of a placeholder for maybe something more that I want to say later. But at least it can kind of create a form. And what I do is usually when I'm writing on a piece of paper on my computer, I will make a little dash where it's just like the dash, you know, put a dash here. Do, 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 you know. And then, so that's like one dash. It kind of represents one line. Then I'll put another dash. Do, 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 do. Second line. Dash. Do, 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 do. There's a third line. Do, 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 do. Maybe four. So that might be, could be three lines all in one or four lines there. But if even just from doing that exercise with this progression that I've just made up, I would just put those four dashes, and I know I've got to fill four lines. And that's like, okay, that's my first verse, or whatever it's going to be. So that's a way you can go about it. And I guess that's kind of neat about that whole process, is you can surprise yourself with the song, like big time, because you're like, oh, I didn't know I was going to write about rubber chickens today on the table, but I did, and life is merry. So there you go. So that's one kind of a process. And anyway, going back to that one I played for you today, I started with that instrumental, and I didn't have an idea for that song for over a year until the Ice Tea Cup Challenge came around, and all of a sudden, that recharge thing comes up, and I thought, oh, I would love to have some kind of a song that just generates the feeling of what it feels like for me to be underwater. And I thought back to that little riff on Sunny I was playing, and how I keep coming back to play that, and I thought, maybe those two could actually work together. So the idea for me really, really fit, and it actually worked pretty quickly when I actually sat down and connected the two. So that was pretty awesome. So, but normally my process is not that way. Like, my process is very story driven. So I will really explore and think about an idea that I want to sing about for a couple of reasons. One, either the reason or the story has to be something I really want to know more about. Like recently, I should say a couple months ago, I put a question in the community about moving on. And I actually read it out here in the podcast. Like, that was a good 2-3 weeks that I was mulling over that. I just really wanted to understand more about what people thought about the whole notion of how we move on from difficult situations, how we move on from, you know, losing loved ones in our lives, how we move on in all sorts of ways, whatever way it came up. And that was really helpful for me and powerful to understand different points of view, to then reflect more so on, like, well, what sits with me? Like, do I find one that I can side with and I feel like really hits home, or learning from all of them, does then something new come up for me that I didn't really think about before? So I do sometimes, yeah, more of like a research kind of data collection, info idea collection phase. And once I have enough, when I actually sit down and I feel like, okay, I've got something, there's usually like I write down a bunch of different words and collections of phrases, and even just like rhyming words that I think might be useful. And I just look at them, and eventually some little phrase happens. Like, say it's rubber chicken on the table, and that's like the greatest inspiring thing I want to write about today. I'm like, oh, rubber chicken on the table. Then I get a sense sometimes of like the mood or like the speed and how I might want to sing it. And then I kind of actually almost reverse engineer it. And then I'd be like, oh, what chords might work with what I'm just singing right now? And kind of let the words and the story guide the way. And in that too, what I've found that I've morphed into is the more story I have, the more it tells me what kind of music the song wants. So if it's, depending on the kind of story it is, if it's like a chill one, then generally it would kind of have more of that kind of music to follow with it and have it kind of flow in support of what the lyrics are saying, as opposed to juxtaposition. Like, you know, by juxtaposition, I mean, if you had like really dark or difficult or a certain kind of lyric with a super happy or like upbeat tone, it can create this funny contrast. That's not a bad thing, not at all. It actually can work really, really well, and it can communicate such an interesting tone where you're saying maybe some really heartbreaking stuff, but the tone of the song is light. That can be a message that you want to share for a particular reason. So there's nothing wrong about that. There's no reason that sad songs always have to be like sad progressions or chord or all this or vice versa. Although I know Diane Barbarash will probably disagree with me. Diane is the queen of A minor, and we'll just leave that at that. She'll definitely tell you about that more in the future. I know if we get her back on, and I believe she has actually talked about that in previous interviews. So definitely go back and listen to Diane's interview. It is great. But there you go. So there's a couple of different processes in one way, you know, like, so there's so many ways you can go about writing songs. There are lyricists that don't use instruments, that just sit down and crank out all the lyrics in one go, don't have any regard or thought about the melody because their minds may not work that way. And that's generally then when they either collaborate with somebody or tinker around with loops online that you can get, you know, either some of the, if you have something like GarageBand or Logic or any of these things, there's a lot of places where you can use pre-made loops and chord progressions and all sorts of stuff just to sing to. And if that gives you more of a sense of where your rhythm is and how you want to sing and your timing and all that kind of stuff, then that's another way. But yeah, there's never, ever, I don't think, going to be a one-size-fits-all, this is how you write a song deal. Because I would be willing to bet that there's no songwriter that ever existed for any length of time that wrote every single song the exact same way every time. I just don't think it's possible. But who knows? Maybe it is. But I look back on the probably getting into the over a thousand songs easily that I've done in my lifetime. And I see trends, I see similarities in ways that I've done things, but there's just so many different ways that all these songs have come together. So I hope it's helpful to hear and maybe relieves some pressure that maybe if you're having trouble writing songs or stuck a little bit, that it's not because you haven't found the one way. There are many ways, and I think maybe creatively, what is a bigger help is just being open to the fact that songs can come from many different places and in many different ways, and just let happen what's going to happen and just kind of keep going with it. But it is cool to, if you are feeling stuck and wanting to explore, like I said, it sounds like this person who put out the question, that you're in kind of a research phase, like, well, how do people write their songs? And let's go find out. Let's go ask a whole bunch of people and listen to the answers, because they're all going to be quite unique. And from that, if one really jives with you, try it, you know, give it a go and see what happens. And if it works for you, then great. And if it doesn't work for you, also great. It's all good information. And particularly if something doesn't work for you, it might just be bringing up a bit of a challenge. And it might be something worth looking at as to maybe why. Like, why is that method so tough? Because sometimes there's some other things in the background of our experiences that push us away from certain kinds of writing, maybe because we had a bad experience with it, or someone taught us a way that we relate to, and it doesn't feel good to go back there. So, you know, potentially knowing that can be a very useful piece of knowledge in the sake of just like, yeah, understanding why you might be struggling with a certain kind of writing, and then potentially maybe being able to move beyond it and find something better for you. So there you go. What I would love to put out to the group today and to the community and everyone listening here is just to think about your own process. And if you don't mind sharing it, feel free to email me. Let me know how you go about writing your songs, or, and again, just not the one way, but if you got like a few ways that you find really work for you, I'd love to hear about it. So feel free to reach out through the contact page at writesongsyoulove.com. Or if you're in the Facebook group, send a message or post it in the group or under the thread that I'm going to post today, or that shit will be posted by the time this goes up online. I'll also ask that question in the group, but I would really love to hear it because I think this is so unique and inspiring, and it tells a lot, I think, about a person when you hear how they do something like this, how they go through the process of writing their songs. And that's a special, special journey. So if you're up for that, like I said, I would love to hear it. And I know for that one person particularly who's really wanting to learn more about how people write, this would be infinitely helpful for them. So if you want to help them out, I'll pass them my way in any which way of those forms feels good for you. And I appreciate you sharing. So that's where I will leave you off today. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. And if you want an ultimate super fun, spicy challenge to write to, use the theme of process. And I will leave it there. All right. We'll catch you next time.